Every month we talk with those on behalf of our great retirement communities in our own backyard doing super things for those who are, let's just say, our most experienced in life. Today, the spotlight on Clark, clarkretirement.org to follow along. My next guests, far from their retirement stage, they're just beginning. Let's talk about how these two generations are connecting. On behalf of Western Michigan University Occupational Therapy Program, graduate students in the house. Hello to you, Colette Chapp. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Corey Youngs, how are you doing, Corey Youngs?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What brings you to occupational therapy?
Occupational therapy, just to me, I looked through a lot of options, and I originally wanted to be a teacher.
You still will be in the
Yeah, field. Exactly. I will be. But OT offered me a holistic way to treat the person. You're not isolating one body part. Mm-hmm. It's the idea that we're everything affects the other systems in the body. And so it just seemed like a really important thing that I could be doing with my life.
Thank you for that testimony. Colette?
Yeah, mine's actually kind of similar. I studied psychology in undergrad, so I always knew that I wanted to be in a helping profession. But as I studied psychology, I realized that I wanted a more tangible way to help people, and occupational therapy seemed perfect because it's a great use of yourself in improving the quality of other people's lives, and it's just so incredible what you can do with other people. So I just really love the field.
Awesome. Well, we know the field, it's necessary to study hard and learn your craft, but it's also important to be in the throes of experience, and you certainly are. You moved into Clark on Keller Lake, a retirement community, last year for a 19-month research project. So this, I would think, pretty unconventional situation for a grad student. What made you want to be part of this program, Colette?
We heard about it through our professor before we started school. And when I first got the email inviting us to live in a retirement community, it just sounded so unique to me. And it sounded perfect because I have always loved geriatrics and just working with that population. And so it sounded like something that I couldn't pass up because it was so unique and so perfect to what I wanted to do in the future. So it was just something that I had to try.
Awesome. Corey?
Well, when I first got that email, I almost could not believe what I was reading, like I was going to live in a retirement home. And kind of like Colette was saying, I it was just one of those things that I knew that I could not pass up. Like, this was never going to happen to me in my life ever again. And just what a unique experience to be on the inside of something like that and just seeing the kind of how everything works there.
Great. Well, obviously, you're also there to work on your project, a project believed to be the first of its kind in our country. So let's talk about your research in more detail. Start with you, Corey. What types of data are you collecting, and what will you do with it? Because this is still present tense, correct?
Right. So we went into it, and what we do is we actually log our hours with them. So we...
Because you're still having classes and...
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep, and so we had pre-interviews, and it was called the age semantic difference. Mm-hmm. And basically it kind of asks you what your ideas and preconceptions of in the older generation is. And then at the end of our stay there, they're going to compare what we had in the beginning of our time there to the end. And then, like I said, that we log all our hours too, and the residents there too also have the age semantic difference. So they have that list of preconceptions that they're assessing themselves, and then they get interviewed at the end.
Awesome. Are you same question to you, Colette? But are you not working OT with the patient, with the residents, right? You're mostly living with them.
Yeah, it's actually all just socialization for us. So obviously we're going to pull some of the things that we're learning in class into our community because we learn about how to relate to other people and just listening and things like that. But mostly we're there to socialize. So when Corey talks about hours, like logging hours, it's logging the hours that we spend socializing with the residents. And we also have to categorize those hours, like if it's conversation or if we're doing activities with them. So our professors that are analyzing those hours get to look at how we're spending our time and how that changes and develops from when we started the program to where we are now. And then they also do interviews with us and with the residents to just kind of get a qualitative look at what we're experiencing.
How many are involved? How many students actually are living there?
There's three of us. There's
three of you. Wow. You're cream of the crop. You are halfway through the experience. Are there lessons or pieces of wisdom that you've already picked up along the way? Can you leak a little of your research, Corey?
I think there's so many stories that these people have to say, and it's just, it's amazing to see all the things that they've, and hear all the things that they've gone through. And they've just made it a part of their story, and they've turned it into a good thing. And a lot of them have had, like I said, bad things happen in their life, but they've turned it into a positive. So that's something that I've always taken with me.
Colette?
Yeah, for me, I'm a very easily stressed person, and I think living with the residents has kind of helped me gain more perspective on life and what's important. Like, I was talking to one of my friends there, and I was trying to ask her, like, what her favorite part of her life was, because she's in her 90s, so she's had lots of experience. And she was like, you know, I really don't have a favorite part of my life. Everything's been good. Like, everything has its own challenges and joys. And she was like, whenever you feel like something bad is happening, just remember that it's going to get better and something new will always be there for you. And I just, that was one of the coolest conversations I've had so far.
Right now, trauma is that next exam. I mean, that's the big deal, the big deal. Let alone, let's not discuss boards, but you get through that for sure. Talking about what's happening when it comes to the most experienced, those who are gaining their experience, Colette Chapp and Corey Youngs from Western Michigan University Occupational Therapy Program, spending their days at Clark on Keller Lake, which is a retirement community, for the last 19 months or so, researching other what you mentioned, kind of, they're sharing some of their stories when you are requesting. Other challenges that you personally maybe have faced with your living? Has it been, you know, I don't want to say difficult to live, but what are you learning?
There are definitely challenges that come with this living experience. I think one of the hardest things is trying to balance everything, because we are students. Yes. And so we're immersed in all of our learning experiences and volunteering and obviously spending time with our other students, and then balancing this experience that really nobody understands but us, because it's so unique that nobody gets what we're going through. So I think that's a challenge of trying to conceptualize all of it and keep our energy to put our best into everything that we're doing and like give our energy to the residents there.
Who's louder, you or the residents?
Sometimes the residents, honestly. I'm a pretty quiet person.
Yeah. Corey, what story can you tell? What's a challenge maybe you've faced over the last year?
Well, I think I always tell this story, but I think my idea of going into a assisted living facility was like, I was going to go into my grandma was going to be there, essentially. Like, I was going to get in the treatment. You know, I was going to get a platter of cookies. Mm-hmm. My cheek was going to get pinched. Mm-hmm. But what I found out is that you're not necessarily entitled to that, and you actually have to build those relationships, and that takes time. So that in the beginning, it was very hard to, I think, realize that and to eventually just earn their trust through conversation.
So, Corey, how will you take this experience into your career?
It's just, there's no other opportunity, like I said, that you're actually on the inside of something like that, on the very like base level, you know, the patient level, and so I think that it'll allow me to have more empathy when I'm treating and working with clients.
Colette?
I agree. I think empathy is a really important part of this. I think we kind of forget as therapists when we work with the geriatric population that we haven't experienced what they're going through. Like, we might have studied it and we might know, like, theoretically what they're going through, but we really haven't lived it. And being on the inside of the retirement community, we get to live it a little bit more. We get to see what they're going through on a personal level. And so I think taking this experience and applying it to work and just remembering that these are people that have their own challenges and they're not just a patient, to me, will really help further my clinic skills.
So graduation next year, 2018. Yeah. Keep on studying, and more if importantly, keep on learning both that socialization and other things. All right, back to work you go. Classes today?
Yep.
As they should. Western Michigan University Occupational Therapy graduate students Colette Chapp and Corey Youngs. Good luck to you. ClarkRetirement.org for more information on how you're spending your day. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.